This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, live on this Monday evening. The only show on national radio that allows you to call in and talk about pretty much anything you want as long as you keep it FCC friendly. 603-283-6160 is the number for that. It's made possible by people like Monmess, who is an amplifier. That means he contributes to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Money donated there is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us reach a larger audience on social media, to help us reach a larger audience on these video streaming platforms, and, of course, to get on more radio stations. So if you value the idea of liberty and allowing people to speak their mind freely, uncensored, you might consider supporting Free Talk Live. Mm. The AMP program is the best way to do that. Monmess is a gold-level amplifier, which means they choose to give $10 per month to the AMP program. But we don't ask that much. It's just $5 per month to get in. And it does come with a number of cool little perks. But the main reason you should join it isn't for the perks. It's, you know, because you value the ideas of liberty and you want them to be heard. So thank you so much, Monmess. We hope you continue amplifying the show. Let's try this again. We've got Bill calling back. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Bill?
This is very strange.
Yeah, there is definitely an issue with the phone system. I mean, it's not coming in as saying anything at this point. That's really good. I'm glad I was out here today to break it. One more time, Bill. Are you with us? He is definitely not with us. That's unfortunate. Maybe it's his line. You know, I don't know. Let's try someone else. We've got Pat calling. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Nope, that's so weird. Okay, so that's something I have to fix during the break, presuming I can figure out how to fix it. So we have no phones at the moment because I'm swamped with things, and I attempted to fix some things today, and evidently, in so doing, I broke some other things, so now I have to fix other things.
Aria, you're killing us, man.
It's killing me, man. I brought a brand new vocal processor just for the phone system because there's just been this weird buzzing in the phone calls.
Is that it? Is it? You installed it already?
I installed it. I tested it. The buzzing was still there. So I knew it's not the 528E sitting behind me that is the issue. So I just put things back how they were. But evidently, they're not quite back how they were. Now, this is something I can fix really quickly and really easily if
you know what the problem is.
Yes, but I don't because I put things back to exactly how they were. I mean, it's two cables. It's hard to screw up. But hey, that's my life lately. So anyway, we're talking about mental illnesses, and we alluded to this earlier, and I wanted to get into it. According to Fox News, Fauci's comment on outdoor masks is a shift from his previous remarks, but he says he's waiting for the CDC data that backs it up. Now, comments Sunday from top White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci indicated a possible shift in federal recommendations on masks outdoors, representing a departure from his past comments on when people should wear masks. Fauci said on ABC's This Week that it's, quote, common sense. There's a lower risk of spreading the virus outdoors and foreshadowed a potential change in the CDC and guidelines to that effect. He said the agency would make up its recommendations coming as a larger portion of the population gets vaccinated after ensuring it looks, quote, at the data and the data backs it up. I don't want to get ahead of them, but I think it's pretty common sense now that outdoor risk is really, really quite low. Particularly, I mean, if you are a vaccinated person wearing a mask outdoors, I mean, obviously, the risk is minuscule.
You would think.
Why is a vaccinated person wearing a mask?
Because they're not allowed to not wear their masks, even if a vaccinated. This is the meme of the week. everyone's asking, I've been vaccinated. I feel invincible. I'm, you know, so full of myself. I'm a vaxhole. I'm gonna update my Facebook profile to show me getting the jab.
Isn't that amazing?
And the next question is, can I take my mask off? Can I take my mask off? And everyone's like, nope, you don't get to take your mask off. This coming from this guy. So
they should have never put the mask on. I mean,
they should not have, especially considering that it's not really backed up by anything, especially considering that this guy back in March
of last year or
of
this
last year said very clearly the masks don't do anything. They just make you feel good. That's exactly what he said.
I recall paraphrasing. I recall him saying that.
And
I recall them saying, oh, well, masks aren't meant to protect you from getting COVID-19. They're meant to protect you from transmitting to others.
It says it right there on the mask box. This does not prevent you from getting the disease.
And then six months later, the exact opposite. Well, it wasn't the exact opposite. Oh, no, it does protect you, too. What the country is going to be hearing soon is updated guidelines from the CDC. The CDC is a science-based organization.
CDC is a vaccine company.
They do appear to be.
Same thing with the World Health Organization.
His comments come as CDC guidance continues to tell Americans to, quote, wear masks in public settings, at events and gatherings, and anywhere they will be around other people. It also says masks are, quote, not a substitute for social distancing. Masks should still be worn in addition to staying 6 feet apart. I thought if you could stay 6 feet apart, the masks weren't relevant.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And by the way, all listeners, please go to this website. It's called themaskmap.com. And basically, go to your town and update it. If you know where the stores are that definitely require them, they're just straight Nazis in there, review them and put the mask icon on there. But if you know of any organizations out there that don't require them or are lax, also update it so that I know where they're at so I can go shop there. It's a very, very neat app, and a couple of days ago, there were only a couple of organizations here in Keene that were reviewed, but I can see them popping up basically every day. Someone is adding, you know, new reviews. It's very neat. It's like Yelp.
Yeah.
But it also includes whether they require masks or not.
So what's the website again?
The Mask Map.
TheMaskMap.com.
Yeah.
Sounds like a useful tool.
Now, I was told that it looks like they're using Google Maps.
Okay.
So someone has mentioned that this isn't going to last once they find out about it. But I'm not sure because it's not their property or because they're not going to want this type of information out there. Because you can use it both ways. If you're a maskie, if you're a maskhole, this would be very nice for you. You know where not to shop. If you're like me and you don't like confrontation, you don't like bugging private store owners who really, really believe in this thing, I kind of want to know where I can go to get away from that. So this is very convenient. I like it.
I want Keene to lift its mandate. And I don't know why it hasn't. But I've seen a lot of criticism for...
Because the liberals are in charge of Keene.
But this, it has to go away eventually.
You would think? We were just talking about it. It was all about the vaccine. We could all go back to normal, right? After you get the vaccine, and enough people have gotten it.
Oh, certainly.
By the way,
I'm not getting it.
And by the way, speaking of news of the week, that's some news that you're probably not hearing a whole lot of. Is that basically they have too much vaccine. They have too much supplies. They have centers, vaccines, the jab in the arm centers are vacant. They're empty. No one's going there. Everyone who wanted this stupid thing has already gotten it. So now you have another, 200 million people in this country? Because I think about 100 million. I think it's been about 100 million jabs administered.
Roughly a third of the population.
Well, and considering that under 18-year-olds aren't supposed to get it, because keep in mind, guinea pigs out there, this has not been approved. The FDA has not approved any of these vaccines. Johnson & Johnson is back on the market, by the way, after the supposed blood clots and whatnot.
I saw the 7 blood clots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how many are how many blood clots per year from just the pill, the birth control pill?
Well, I don't intend to get the vaccine, but if I end up in a situation where it's like, hey, you have to get this, or you literally can't, you know, do anything.
Johnson & Johnson.
That would be the one I went with, yes.
But they'd have to have a gun to my head. No, I'm not messing around with your stupid mRNA vaccine, you guinea pigs out there. You're gonna be sick forever. This is, Big Pharma loves this.
And this is us getting ready for our third strike on YouTube. We'll be back on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel in just a few more days. 603-283-6160. I'm going to fix the phones.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with longevity. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
wants you to know that masks may not be necessary when you are outside by yourself.
Oh, my God. That is so much good news. So much good news. I can go back to normal. I can live my life, be normal again, breathe fresh air.
Well, if that means being outside by yourself, then yes. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. I believe I fixed the phones, but I believed I'd fixed them before the show even started. So who knows? I guess we'll find out. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Conan.
And I don't really care what the CDC has to say about when I should and shouldn't wear a mask, because it's not even definitive. It just says masks may not be necessary when you are outside by yourself, away from others. I swear to God, if I drive through a neighborhood and I see someone sitting out on their porch by themselves wearing a mask, I'm going to full-on Simpsons Nelson point and laugh at them.
I see it all the time. I give people, I work with one girl, and she's not a double masker, but she's always masked up, and she can't understand anything coming out of her mouth. So I'm always like, what? Can you repeat that? Even when I understood her completely, I'm just giving her such a hard time.
Now, I'm not a fan of taking unscreened calls, but we do have a caller, and I need to know whether or not the phones work. And if they don't, I'd rather, you know, be able to address that in the next break. So let's do that. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, now you're muted. Go ahead. Still nothing.
It's going to
take me some time to figure out.
It sucks so hard. Our whole claim to fame, Free Talk Live, has been broken.
I mean, there's literally no reason they wouldn't be able to broadcast right now, or they wouldn't be able to get on the air with us, but yeah, for whatever reason, they can't.
It sucks.
So that's something for me to figure out. You know, my choice, though, was to deal with the annoying noise, mm-hmm, or to try to fix it. I attempted to fix it, and then I plugged everything back exactly how it was, and now it's not working at all. So your guess is as good as mine on why that would be the case. But recent CDC guidelines also say that fully vaccinated people should continue to wear masks, maintain physical distance, and practice other prevention measures when visiting with unvaccinated people from multiple households. So what good is the vaccine if you still have to worry about getting it? Fauci has for months been saying that being outdoors is safer than being indoors. He said in a discussion with the medical journal JAMA in August that outdoor is always better than indoor if you want to do any kind of a function. Yeah, well, not when you live in New Hampshire and it's 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But Fauci also encouraged people last year to still wear masks outdoors. He told the Healthcare Forum Advisory Board that on the rare occasion people come to his house, they are outdoors and socially distanced while wearing masks unless we are eating. I wonder if Fauci is one of these ones who pulls his mask down between bites.
Well, he was at that baseball game that one time with his mask off. I think he was on his chin or something, and he got lambasted for that.
As he should have, being the one, you know, basically responsible for mandating this crap across
correct
the United States.
Along with all the governors who are constantly, Whitmore just came back from vacation in Florida or something after she told everyone not to go anywhere during spring break.
Governor Whitmer, the tyrant from Michigan?
Yeah.
She went to Florida?
Yep.
Wow.
So, I mean, talk about hypocrisy. And it's not just her. It's a lot of these governors who are, you know, talking out of one side of their head, and they're going doing exactly what they said not to do.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I mean, that and the Fauci constantly changing his tune every week. I mean, the only thing I can think is that people are, they can't hear. Either it's the news that they watched aren't reporting on it, which is probable.
Sure.
Or they're retarded. No, seriously, like they are mentally, I mean, we're talking about the liberals being mentally disabled, mentally having these disorders.
Mentally ill, yeah.
I think there might be some kind of a screw loose where they just cannot, and it's kind of a Milgram thing where they, where as long as it's coming from someone with a badge, someone who's wearing a lab coat, if it's an authority figure, they just believe everything they said. And now you are the conspiracy theorists.
I mean, it would be really easy to set up an office, buy a white lab coat, put some fake diplomas and graduate honors and stuff like that in the background, and just talk and convince people that you're an expert. And no one would ever, Yeah, I mean, you would have some people be like, oh, this person is not an expert. But by and large, people would be sharing your content saying, oh, look, this person knows what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. They're an expert.
Except there have been plenty of doctors who have been removed from YouTube, from Facebook, from Twitter, for saying exactly the opposite, getting people killed, getting old grandma killed because of their, with their misinformation, which is horrible. So, no, there are, so I guess it's a, it has to be a certain type of lab coat.
You have to be telling them something they want to hear. We were talking about how everyone wants to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to be afraid as well, as COVID-19 is clearly showing us.
A portion of the population, a big, big portion of the population.
They want to feel oppressed. They want to feel like they're under attack. They want to feel threatened. I don't know why they want these things except for some sort of... But I mean, what caused this victim complex to develop in the first place? Is it because they saw other people actually being victimized and they saw, you know, the sympathy, the rightful sympathy being heaped on those people? They're like, I want me some of that.
I think it's what I said in the first hour. It's all about trying to distance yourself, oneself, from being the oppressor.
Mm.
That has been shoved down our throats, that this white guilt, the white savior who's come in and who has enslaved other peoples in other countries and whatnot. That's all I heard in school. And so if you're constantly told that you're bad, then of course you're going to want to be something different.
I mean, there are countless YouTube videos about this very phenomenon of people just walking through California and stopping the random white liberals and asking them what they think about voter ID laws and stuff like that. And they say, oh, well, it's racist. And the interviewer will ask, well, why do you say it's racist? And these people with this white savior, this guilt complex will stand there and say stuff like, well, the black people don't know how to find the DMV and stuff like that. It's absolutely insane.
When you're talking about illegal aliens, you get the comment that give me a nice Mexican girl name. Helga, not Helga.
Helga, how about Isabella?
Isabella, where's Isabella's not going to have a job washing my toilets if she doesn't get to come in and get her papers.
I've never heard that one, but I wouldn't be surprised to hear it.
The rich Californians, that's how they think. They need someone mowing their grass and cleaning and scrubbing their toilets, and they think that these illegal immigrants are prime candidates because they're racists.
They are.
Not only are you mentally ill, liberals, but you're also racists because that's all you think about. That's all that's on your damn mind. That's all you ever talk about and think about is the difference between skin color. So, I mean...
Well, the difference between skin color is skin color.
Yeah, that's exactly
inconsequential.
That's exactly. And you would hope that more people would lean on Martin Luther King's dream that people people stop being judged for the color of their skin. Stop bringing it up. Let's just live. Let's just live and let live.
What do you think? I'm going to try to fix these phones again during the break. Wish me luck. 603-283-6160. Let us know your thoughts on this overt racism happening in the United States. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Texas is the big winner in the 2020 census results, which are out today.
Six states will gain seats in the House of Representatives. Texas will gain 2 seats, and Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain 1 seat.
The Census Bureau's acting director, Ron Jarman, saying 7 states will lose seats in Congress. That includes California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. The Supreme Court is agreeing to review a New York law that limits carrying concealed firearms outside the home, potentially loosening gun laws nationwide in the first major Second Amendment case since 2010. The case involves an appeal by 2 New York gun owners regarding a lower court's ruling throwing out their challenge to restrictions on concealed handguns outside the home. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Justice Department announced it will launch a broad civil rights investigation into the practices of the Louisville Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement more than 1 year after the shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home. Regarding Taylor being shot by police, Ted Williams, former D.C. homicide detective, tells Fox News,
"This seems to be the one in Louisville, the investigation there, seem to be predicated on the Breonna Taylor case. But I got to tell you, in the Breonna Taylor case, what the police officers did, I believe, was reasonable. They came to serve a search warrant. During the course of serving the search warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend opened fire on them, and one of the officers was wounded. They wound up returning fire. And sadly, Breonna Taylor was killed."
Wall Street with a case of the Mondays, the Dow losing 61 points to close at 33,981. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line where you can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160.
And it works. We're going to find out in a second. But
I think it works. If I'm an idiot, then it works. It's not necessarily if I'm an idiot. I would expect what I did to have worked, and it seems to have not worked. So I think it works now.
We're going to find out in a second.
We are going to find out in a second because we have a caller who actually wants to talk about Bitcoin. And as you may or may not know, that's a bit of a difficult minefield for me to navigate at the moment, seeing as I'm being charged in a federal indictment with stuff essentially related to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general. But I'm going to attempt to help the caller. We've got Susan calling from Arkansas. Susan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening. So the issue is, just a tiny bit of background, I had a restaurant, and in Arkansas, the landlord can come in when you're not there at any time for any reason and has access to your food. So I left.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I've got a portable restaurant now on my own property that I own outright, so nobody's ever going to do that to me again. So I'm very interested how somebody like me, food truck, would start out with Bitcoin and just there's a couple issues. People say if you lose your password, you lose all your Bitcoin. I also know two people who had a setup when it started years ago, and they've lost track of it, and I guess it's lost. So maybe you could speak to that if that is true.
Yes, that is possible. When you create a cryptocurrency wallet, there are two types of wallets, or two types of wallet addresses, basically. One is where you control it, and one is where someone like Coinbase control it. There are pros and cons to both. Like with Coinbase, if they had been keeping their Bitcoin on Coinbase, then they could just submit a ticket, show their ID, do whatever, jump through Coinbase's hoops, and Coinbase would restore their access to their Bitcoin. But if you're holding it yourself on your own personal wallet, you're solely responsible for it. There's no one else who can help you recover it. That is true. Now, there are ways...
Is the first one the one that you can't spend? I know you're talking a lot about one that you can't spend without jumping through hoops. Is that the first one you just talked about?
Yes. With things like with exchanges, with Coinbase and all of these others, they will likely release your cryptocurrency if you try to spend it or withdraw it. I mean, I've never heard any horror stories of Coinbase telling people that they can't do it. But in theory, Coinbase could just tell you, no, we don't want you to let you withdraw your, you know, five Bitcoins or whatever. So it's certainly possible. Just like a bank could be like, no, we don't want to allow you to make this debit card transaction, which I have seen before. So the role that Coinbase plays is very similar to the role that banks play in regard to checking accounts and debit cards.
So they're somewhat phony.
They're
purpose of the Bitcoin.
They're a business, and they're trying to make money.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They exist in full violation of the principles of what Bitcoin is and was supposed to be. They are exploiting.
Okay, so
Bitcoin.
If I want to go for Bitcoin, how do I start? I don't know anything about it except listening to you folks.
Sure.
What do I do? How do I start?
Is there a good how-to video? I'm sure there's good websites out there. But
there are. Bitcoin.com would probably be the best source of information about that. But realistically, I mean, the easiest and simplest way to get started would be one of these companies like Coinbase or Kraken. They're fully government compliant, which means they will turn over all of your information to the IRS and any other government agency that asks. But they are the easiest and simplest and fastest way to get Bitcoin.
You just link your bank to them, and you buy to your heart's content as far as, you know, filling your wallets with, you know.
So what would be the point? I'm confused. I thought that negates the whole point of what you folks have been teaching me.
It does. I said that's the easiest and most expedient way. It's certainly not the best.
Okay. So the only way to find out how I can trade in Bitcoin is to find out, for example, if the other place deals in Bitcoin. In other words, there's no master list. It would have to be on their card or on their door or on their Facebook page or something like that. Is that correct?
About whether or not a company accepts cryptocurrency as payment?
Yes.
There are some aggregates. I mean, there's a number of different competing companies that are trying to get people to accept cryptocurrency. One is BitPay and one is AnyPay. And both of these companies, I know BitPay does, have lists on their website of, or AnyPay does, not BitPay. I don't know if BitPay does or not. They have a list of companies and venues where you can use cryptocurrency.
So cryptocurrency describes all of the people that do that type of thing, but they're not interchangeable. There's what, five different companies doing this, and they're not, you can't use them interchangeable. It's totally separate. Is that correct?
Well, if you have your cryptocurrency on your own wallet, which is preferred because then it's 100% your money, your wallet app, whether you're using Edge, which is what I would recommend because it does have a sort of recovery process if you lose everything. If you're using the Edge wallet, then it doesn't matter whether you're scanning a BitPay QR code or an AnyPay QR code. The wallet will take care of all of that for you. So from the point of view of a user who is trying to spend cryptocurrency, to you, they are all basically interchangeable.
Okay, I think the video is a good place to start. So Bitcoin.com will have answers to my questions. There's a lot of people
and
who
want
to go into it, but they hear stories. If you lose your phone, you lose your money.
Well, that's possible. You're always welcome to email me your questions at Aria, A-R-I-A, at freetalklive.com as well. That's probably the best way to do it. It's certainly the best way to get your questions answered, at least. It's certainly true that if you lose your phone, you can lose your cryptocurrency, but there are also backup methods that don't require you to have access to your phone. For example, just about every wallet will have one of these 12 or 13 word
seed phrases.
Yeah. And they're used to basically generate the wallet. Now, some people write these down, some people print them out, some people put them in a safe. Who knows what people are doing with them? I prefer the simpler approach of memorizing it.
Ooh.
That way, there's nothing for anyone else to ever find.
And so that's a lot. My Koinami seed phrase is like 25 phrases.
Ooh. That's a rough one.
It's rough.
Yeah. Well, some of them aren't that difficult. And, you know, that to me is ideal because that information, I can always forget it if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And in theory, can always remember it if I have to. But there's no sheet of paper for anyone to find or none of that. Just keep it locked in your head. That way you don't have to worry about losing your phone or whatever. So it's certainly true. But, I mean, it's also true if you put, you know, cash in a safe that you could permanently lose access to that if you forget the safe password or if someone steals your safe or if you somehow misplace your safe the way you could a phone. So it's true with all forms of money that you could lose access to it. You couldn't use your debit card if you forgot your PIN number. You know, all of these things are recoverable. The difference with cryptocurrency is that you have to understand how to recover it yourself. Because you can't just walk into a bank and say, hey, I forgot my debit card PIN and I need to replace it. You can't walk into the Edge company's headquarters and say, hey, I forgot my Edge login and I need to replace it. So there are advantages, but there are also ways to mitigate those advantages. So getting back to the story about Fauci, I would get as much outdoors as you possibly can. If you look at the super spreader events that have occurred, I think it's incorrect to call people super spreaders. The event is super spread. They're almost always inside. Nothing's 100%, but it's almost invariable that it's indoors. So when you are indoors, make sure you have a mask. When you're outdoors, keep the mask on.
Forever.
Fauci also told Raimondo he wears a mask when in a car with others, even if the windows are open. I see people driving in cars by themselves with their masks on, man.
Here's the one that gets me, and I've seen it more than once. Motorcyclist. No helmet. No eyewear. No goggles. Mask on. And I have seen this more than once. I don't want to just laugh at the person. I want to throw a rock at him.
Phones are fixed for anyone wanting to call in. 603-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And I don't have a sense of taste at the moment, or a sense of smell, due to COVID-19. You could, in fact, say that I'm tasteless. However, nothing is as tasteless as this article that you have found, Conan, where someone was touching up, colorizing some photographs for Vice.com.
It is just bizarre that this photo artist who specializes in restoration decided to put Photoshop smiles on tortured prisoners of war right before their execution.
So he took photographs of POWs that were taken right before their executions.
Mm-hmm.
He colorized them.
Which was nice of him.
Yes.
But also,
and he added smiles.
Lots of smiles.
To their faces.
Especially on the women.
And as you said, he did a good job with this. It's not readily
very convincing. I couldn't tell a difference.
I haven't looked at any of these pictures yet, but I have to.
You have to see the before and after to realize the guy's a pro. The guy's a good. But why did Vice have this guy put smiles on prisoners of war? What was their game?
Vice had him do this?
Well,
or he did this without Vice being aware of it?
Good question. Vice definitely defended him, but they also took the article down a couple of weeks ago. So
we're going to talk more about this, but before we do, let's go to the phones. We've got Pat calling from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of wisdom from history. Three quotes, one from Churchill, one from Reagan, and one from Eisenhower. Eisenhower's in the middle, so I'll give him to you in order.
Okay, go
Churchill
ahead.
Said, you got me?
Yep, you're good.
All right, I just heard a blip. The big giant head is listening, I think.
We're definitely bugged. The feds have bugged us, and they're listening in. Make sure that we're good boys and girls.
I felt I was in a fishbowl when I was listening earlier.
Hmm.
I could hear garble, garble, garble. But
what did Churchill say?
Are we clear?
Yep. Tell us what Churchill said.
Yeah, Churchill, he said, when you're young, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart. And if you're not a conservative when you are old, you don't have a brain.
Yep, I've heard that one.
I thought it was Mark Twain who said that.
Yeah. And Eisenhower, on his way out of office, who incidentally was our last commanding general that was a president, said, beware of the giant military complex.
Yep.
Those were his departing words.
Yeah, if people out there have never listened to
my mind,
if people out there have never
listened, my mind was the deep state.
Yeah, hold on for a second, Pat. If people have not watched Eisenhower's farewell address, I would highly recommend it because he pretty much says, you know, we didn't really mean to do this, but we did create this giant military-industrial complex that is trying now to maintain war and the status quo to keep itself in power indefinitely.
Currently $700 billion a year.
And he was the president who put this military-industrial complex in place.
Yeah. So he's not a great guy, but at least he pointed it out on his way out. But yeah, $700 billion a year, and that's just the money that we know about. Because they're not doing any audits. We're probably talking trillions every year of money, of black money that just gets guzzled down.
You guys just hang up on me.
No, put you on hold because you weren't letting me say the point that I was trying to make, but you're back.
All right. Yep. All right.
What did Reagan say?
Reagan, well, his introduction speech was the nine words that are the scariest nine words I've ever heard.
We're here to help you.
I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the government is not very good at helping anyone but themselves.
They're very good at they're very good at creating problems that they spend the rest of their careers, I'm talking about you politicians out there, trying to fix.
Pat, thank you so much for the call tonight. The Eisenhower one in particular, I mean, the government's good at creating military-industrial complexes, evidently. It's good at creating war, and it's good at creating death. As far as I'm aware, there is nothing else in human history that governments have ever been good at beyond killing people.
Killing people. That's what they specialize in.
I mean, that's what they do. That's what they are. It is the most murderous organization on the planet.
Since day one, the very earliest governments, when two people got together, two cavemen got together, and they decided they wanted Ralph's spear because it was sharper than his, than Bojo's. Bojo wanted Ralph's spear. So two of them got together. And it killed Ralph.
Yep.
And then first government.
And that's how it's all, and it's just expanded from there. Then it became so overtly religious with divine right to kinghood and stuff like that. People think all of that went away, but it didn't.
No.
There's still this mythology being woven that, you know, the rulers, they're just cut from a finer cloth. You look at Biden and Kamala Harris and your senators with some sort of respect and awe, forgetting entirely that these are just ordinary people, just like you and me, with the exception being they were willing to sit in the right back rooms in order to secure their power, and they were willing to actually have power over others.
Mm-hmm. Keeping their serfs in constant fear that the other tribe, the other plantation is out to get you, out to kill you. China, Russia, they're going to blow you up unless we protect you. I mean,
when in reality, this whole thing, the total war is a very new phenomenon. This was frowned upon prior to the 20th century. When you went to a war, it was one government putting its army against another government's army. This whole thing of killing civilians and ransacking the country, it happened in the Middle Ages and the Medieval Ages, mm-hmm. but it was frowned upon. This was a whole chivalry thing. Knights weren't supposed to do this sort of thing. They weren't supposed to allow the foot soldiers to do that sort of thing. It happened, but it was frowned upon. But now, we no longer have that. Ever since World War II, it's just a given that if you want to defeat your enemy, it's okay to just bomb a Doctors Without Borders hospital, which the United States government did, or to just firebomb Tokyo into oblivion, which the United States government did, or drop two freaking nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And all of this came about largely, it got normalized. Let me put it that way. It was normalized by World War II.
And now you've got teenagers in bunkers in the desert who are flying drones, and they're hitting targets, and they don't know what they...
All sorts of collateral damage.
That guy didn't know it was a hospital. I can tell you that. He just saw a target, and he says, this is your job today to hit this target. And that's what he just following orders. Milgram was an experiment all over again.
And it's not just the hospital. The United States government bombed a wedding. They bombed someone's wedding in Afghanistan to kill one guy, and they ended up killing 17 total people.
Collateral
damage. Isn't that the name of the video that Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange released? Isn't it called Collateral Damage? Where the U.S. military got in helicopters and just opened fire on random people that they happened to see.
And then waited for him to get up and...
One of whom was a journalist, I think.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Very, very disgusting video. And the fact that the Assange is and Manning are still... Manning's out of jail, right? Are she back in jail again?
I don't know. The last I heard, she was back in jail again, but I don't know if she still is.
But the fact that they have been demonized for over a decade because of letting the people see that type of atrocity, then that's exactly what it is. That's your government.
It was a full-on war crime.
That's your military. Oh, yeah, and the whole idea that our government would never... do anything like that to its citizens ever. Not like back in the day. That's all changed now. Now it's a much tamer, nicer beast.
Except for the fact that the United States government is currently detaining many American citizens indefinitely without trial. It gave itself the authority to do this. It gave itself the authority to kill American citizens.
I thought Obama was going to close Guantanamo Bay.
Well, I thought he was too. So he certainly didn't.
He didn't.
And people are like, well, it was probably a lot harder than he anticipated to close Guantanamo Bay. Dude, he was the most powerful person on the planet for 8 years. If he wanted to close Gitmo, he could have.
I think we should give him another Nobel Peace Prize.
Yep. The first one clearly did a lot of good, didn't it?
Oh, it did. It was awesome.
He was the one who authorized the drone strike on the Doctors Without Borders hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama.
That's your government.
Dropped more bombs than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner in history. And, of course, you might be saying, well, he didn't drop any bombs. He ordered other people to drop bombs. That's worse. That's not an argument about him being better. He's ordering other people to do it because he was a coward and wouldn't go do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's his fight, his war, not mine. 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.